You have a reputation for being alive, but you're dead. Obviously, he's not too happy with this church. Let's go to the next verse. Now wake up. Strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is at the point of death. Or we're the church. So many churches today are just dying on the vine. That's sad. Your deeds are far from right in the sight of God. Isn't that something? I think that would be either lukewarm to ice cold.
Yeah.
One of the two, verse 3 and 4. Go back to what you heard and believed at first. Hold to it firmly and turn to me again, unless you do. He's giving you an ultimatum. Unless you do, I will come upon you suddenly as unexpected as a thief. That's back to what we said a while ago. You could be the perfect picture of health like that 28-year-old young boy. Oh, Mr. Scrivener, I got plenty of time, you know. Maybe when I get old like you, you know, I'll make Jesus Lord of my life. But in the meantime, I'm going to sow my wild oats and do what I want to do. I got plenty of time. And a few days later, he's dead. Dead. That's sad. But yet, he thought he had years. I mean, you know, I think I got years left too, but you know, I don't have any guarantee of that, do I, Sharon? No. Sharon's a whole lot younger than me, but you don't have no guarantee that you're going to live longer than I, do you, Sharon? No, we don't know that. Do we, Tom? No, we don't know. In other words, I stop and think of the young men that I went to high school with and how many of them have been dead. Some of them, I knew one, there was one young man I went to high school with. He was very popular. All the girls loved him, you know, and he was always doing wild things. He was a pretty good football player and everything else. He was a well-liked kid. Got out of high school, went to a little bit of college, and then started his own business. Got involved with everything he should not have been involved with. Sin. Got totally away from God. I saw him a couple of times, you know, and I talked to him. I told him, I said, you know, you need to really straighten your act up. I said, you know, I said, some people are telling me that you're doing drugs on the side, that you're running around on your wife and doing all kinds of things. Ah, he said, Thurman, that does. I said, but you used to go to church all the time. Ah, he said, but I don't need that no more. One day somebody called me and said, you know, he had a massive heart attack today and died. Holy cow, he was only about 35. I mean, when I talked to him, you know, Thurman, we're young. We've got lots of time. Maybe someday when we get 60 or 70 or old, maybe I'll come back to Jesus. But he never did get there. When God says, I'll come upon you suddenly, do you reckon he means that? I think about the little girl over here that I told about her sin, 21. And she didn't listen to me either. I told her, I said, honey, if you don't stop doing what you're doing, I guarantee God's going to kill you. And she didn't believe me either. But at 21, one night she went to bed, the next morning she didn't wake up. 21-year-old healthy girl had a massive heart attack in the middle of the night and died. What did God say he'd do? He'd come upon you how? Suddenly, and as unexpected as a thief. Does anybody expect a thief to come in and rob your house? No, that's why Cheryl, she prays over our property and everything all the time. Lord, send warring angels, because we don't ever know when an unexpected thief might try to come. So she's always praying and leaving warring angels to protect everything. Hey, yeah, and yeah, the sling is, I mean, you know, does it do good to pray? Absolutely. It makes me feel very comfortable, you know, that she's praying that the Lord will send warring angels. I know. I mean, you talk about knowing that God hears my wife's prayer over something like that. When I'm sitting there in that office that night, when he said, son, are you going to withhold from your wife what I've made special for her? I'm telling you, God made Cheryl a puppy special. Let me tell you, he knows her name and he hears her prayers. And I know another young lady that every time she gets in trouble and she needs somebody to pray, she knows where she can call mama. I said, who was that? That was Christy. She got off the phone. She called, said, Mom, would you pray for this? You know where to get your prayers at your... That's a smart girl right there. You know, she's got a good mama that's attached to God. And God hears her prayers. And so, you know, every one of us should have someone, and it should be a parent, you know, but we should have someone that we know that when they pray, they get their prayers answered. Is that right? You know, I mean, if you take me 30 years ago when I had never had an answer to prayer, never. You come up and Terry said, Thurman, I want you to pray for my children. They're all sick. I said, well, you need to go down and talk to the preacher down there, Terry, but I ain't the one. I didn't have no faith, didn't know what I was doing or nothing. I couldn't have got a prayer answered if I'd have wanted to because I wasn't in tune with God. Verse 4 and 5. Yet even in Sardis there are some who have not soiled their garments with evil deeds. I would hope to think that was us. Do we want to soil our garments with evil deeds? No. We want to walk holy in obedience to His Word. And if we do soil our garment, what's the first thing we need to do? Repent. Will He clean us up? Oh, is that wonderful? What can you do that God won't forgive? Nothing. If you sin, it don't matter what you've done. If you ask Him to forgive you, will He forgive you? Of course. Yes, He will. They will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. I want to walk with Him. Don't you? Yes, I want to walk with Him. Verse 5. We're worthy because He's made us worthy. All who are victorious will be clothed in white. You see how many times He's telling us to be victorious? You're my sons and daughters. Don't just be a normal Christian. Be a victorious Christian. I mean, a Christian that's walking in obedience to God's Word. And all, when He says all who are victorious, that includes every one of us if we're willing to do what He says. All who are victorious will be clothed in white. I will never erase their name from the book of life. Well, if there's any book anywhere that I don't want my name taken out of, which one is it, Terry? That one. If I get my name taken out of the book of life, where am I going to spend eternity? In hell. It couldn't be that bad, huh? I mean, if you read that, how many of you would like to spend 1 second in hell? No way. You know, if there's any doubt in your mind that place is bad, get that David Weiss's book, 23 Minutes in Hell. Have you read that? Isn't that awful? That's scary, isn't it? Well, I thought about right in the beginning, he said when he went to hell and he was put in that big container there with all bars, this great big giant demon about 14 feet tall with big giant hands, long fingernails like lion's claws, walked in and just reached down and grabbed him in the side and picked him up and throwed him against the wall. And he said, I hit that wall, it's like it broke every bone in my body. And I'm agony and pain, screaming, he said, please, don't hurt me. Don't do this to me. And this beast walked over and says, oh, this is only the first day. This is the beginning. You're going to suffer like this forever. And he picked him up again and throwed him against the wall. And you're going to be in that forever? Let me tell you, when David Weiss came back, he was in there 23 minutes. And when he came back, I think it took maybe 1 or 2 years before, wasn't it? Well, something like that. Before he could even talk about this experience. Yeah, he was so traumatized, he couldn't even talk about it. All who are victorious will be clothed in white. I will never erase your name from the book of life. Well, let me tell you, everybody that don't have their name written in the book of life is going to suffer like that forever. I didn't write the book. It's in the book. Is that right? I mean, I'm just a messenger boy, right? That's all I am. But God, if He wrote this in His book, if what He said, is what He said going to come to pass? Oh, yeah. It's going to come to pass. That's why when the Lord told Paul Crouch the other night, when Paul said, Lord, what do we do? When is this going to happen? The Lord spoke to him so clear and said, just stay ready. Stay ready. In other words, it makes no difference if I come Saturday. If you're ready, is there any problem? Nope, no problem. If I'm not ready, Ooh, and I haven't been pleasing him. How many of y'all saw Heaven's Gates and Hell's, whatever that was? What was the name of that? Hell's Flames and Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. That's right. Yeah, that's the name of it. How many of y'all here saw that? Only a few of you. My goodness. Was it good? Oh, my God. I saw that in that great big Baptist church right down here on down here close to Keller somewhere. Off down there on 377, I think, way down toward Fort Worth. A great big brick, brown brick Baptist church on the left as you go down there, right before you get to 820 on the left. I heard that thing show was there. I went down there, and man, they had these demons and Satan, and they had these angels and everything. And I mean, the very first scene that I remember was a little old woman walking along there with her cane. Oh, I'm so tired, Lord. I'm so old. You know, I'm 90 years old or whatever. Lord, I've served you all my life. And all of a sudden, falls on the floor. And then all of a sudden, the lights come on and she rises up. And she says, "Wow, I ain't old no more. Wow, I'm not tired no more. Lord, where am I?" And she runs over to this place and she says, "This has got to be heaven." And there's a stairway and there's a big angel up there. She said, "You must be the angel with that book must be the book of life." The angel nodded her head. He said, "I know my name's in that book of life. I've served Jesus all of my life. I've went to church. I've served him. I put him first. Angel, is my name in that book?" And the angel starts flipping through the pages. "Angel, I know my name's in that book." And the little girl goes running up the stairs. And just as she gets to the top, out steps the king and accepts her right into his arms. I'm telling you what, I lost it right there. I thought one day it's going to be just like that. One day, it's really going to be just like that. Then they had another scene of another kind, and there was a guy out on the street, you know, he's smoking dope.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "All Who Are Victorious," or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.